Ain't it exciting?
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard and Wonderful Smith. Playing yours, All for You. And here's something else, All for You. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's bright young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, say, Bradley, how would you like to come out to my housewarming?
Oh, I'd love to, Red. I'll bring the matches.
Oh, fine. Well, one more joke like that, and next week this program will be a news broadcast.
Say, Red, where's your new house located?
Well, I'll tell you, you go out Sunset Boulevard till you get to Sepulveda, yeah. And it's a new district out there. Mm-hmm. Well, you get off the bus, and you go by three bad investments on the left, and I'm the third golden opportunity on the right.
Well, tell me, how many rooms in your house?
Well, there's five rooms. That's counting the bathrooms.
The bathrooms don't count.
Mr. Bradley, I was brought up different. Say, would you like to see some pictures of the place?
Sure.
Here, take a look at that.
Say, swank and ultra-modern, huh?
Yeah, we've got a sunken living room.
Oh, is that the latest style?
No, that's the latest earthquake.
Well, tell me, Red, with the present-day shortage, how were you able to get the building materials?
Well, there's a lot of things still missing, you know. For instance, the plumber couldn't get any brass pipes, so there's no drain pipes underneath the sink.
Well, what are you doing about it?
Oh, nothing. It's a lot of fun. No kidding. Now I can wash my hands and knees at the same time.
Say, Red, don't all the rooms get full of water?
Yeah, the rooms fill up, yeah.
Well, why don't you bore a hole in the floor and let the water out?
What, and dilute my basement?
Hi, everybody.
Well, hello, Harriet Hilliard. Say, we were just talking about my new house.
Oh, yes. Say, I was out there today and you wouldn't let me in.
Oh, maybe I wasn't home.
Oh, yeah, you were home all right. I saw your shirt hanging on the line.
Do you like the place?
Oh, yes, it's swell. Mm. And I love that view of the mountain in the back.
Well, that isn't exactly the mountain, you see. I started to build a rock garden, but it got away from me.
I peeked into the window, Red.
You did?
And I like the way you have your living room fixed.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Those two big chairs just match that pinball machine.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Ozzy.
Where's Fibber McGee?
I don't know. He's not in here.
Well, that's funny. I thought I heard people laughing. Yeah.
Say, Ozzy, one more joke like that, and next week you'll be replaced by this three-piece orchestra.
The three-piece orchestra?
Yeah, a piano, a stool, and a guy sitting at it.
What do you think we got here? I mean, what are you talking about? What were you talking about?
Oh, well, my new house. But I don't think I'm going to have it very long.
No, why not?
Some dope built my walls out of aluminum.
Well, don't you own the place outright?
Well, I own a little piece of the patio, and the rest of the place belongs to a guy by the name of F.H.A.
Well, I like your upstairs.
Oh, did you have fun riding the escalators?
Oh, gee, have you got an escalator?
Yes, I made a deal with the May Company. I sleep in their window, and they sell hats in my bedroom.
Listen, Red, before it slips my mind, where did you get that novel wallpaper? Boy, it sure is fancy looking.
Well, the paper hangers couldn't get wallpaper on account of the shortage, see? So instead we're using rolls of piano music.
Well, I think it looks good.
Yeah, it looks all right, but every time I sneeze, the walls play flamingo. Flamingo.
I'd love to live on Easy Street.
Nobody works on Easy Street.
Just sit around all day. Sit and play the horses.
Life is sweet.
It's sweet for those who live on Easy Street.
No weekly payments you must meet.
They make your hair turn gray.
When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made.
And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade.
On Easy Street,
I'm telling everyone I meet,
if I could live on Easy Street,
I wouldn't want no job today.
When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made.
And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade.
On Easy Street,
I'm telling everyone I meet,
if I could live on Easy Street,
I wouldn't want no job today.
So please go away.
That was Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard singing Easy Street. And now, say, has anybody seen Wonderful Smith?
Oh, yes, Red, I saw him. He was out in the hall talking to his girl on the telephone.
How do you like that guy? I sent him outside to get a newspaper. I want to read about that Humane Society arresting the Indian for paddling his canoe.
Shall I get him, Red?
I'd like to punch the guy in the nose that told me that was funny. No, I'll find him myself. He's out in the hall.
Now, look, Sugarfoot. I ain't going to play second fiddle to you no more. What you say? I'm no longer in the band. Well, ain't you going to give me that muffler you were knitting for me? Yeah, you promised me a muffler. Remember the other night you said you were going to wrap something around my neck? Now, don't hang up, darling. Wait.
Hey, what's the matter, Wonderful?
Oh, my gal's mad. She thinks I beat up her boyfriend. Yeah. And I was home that night.
You were home what night?
The night I beat up a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Say, why don't you tell her that you're going to do everything you can to keep her boyfriends away from her?
It won't work with this potato. No? I brought her a Frigidaire to keep the ice man away.
What happened?
He delivers bread now.
Yeah. Say, is she a nice girl?
Yes, sir. She's an orphan.
An orphan?
Yeah, her folks were trampled to death by a runaway Lekonga line.
Look, if you want to make a hit with her, ask her to go to a movie with you.
Yeah. So say, honey, would you like to see Whistling in the Dark? Yeah, I know it does. But a job is a job. Mm. What say? You expecting your father home? When is he getting out? On the first. Is that the first of the month? Oh. The first chance he gets.
Hey, look, Wonderful, you want to talk to her, ask her to have dinner with you.
Oh, yeah. Hello, honey? Is you still there, Butterball? Well, look, our little differences can be ironed out. How would you like to have dinner with me tonight? You would? Well, tell your folks I'll be over early. Why did she hang up like that?
Say, Wonderful, no wonder you have trouble with your girls. You don't know anything about romance.
Do you, Mr. Skelton?
Do I? Did you ever hear tell of Don Juan?
Yes, sir.
I mean, brother, Don Two.
Oh.
Say, you know, everything you do with a girl has to be carefully planned. I mean, the way you say hello. And the most important thing is how you say goodnight and go about asking for a kiss. That's the important thing.
Well, Mr. Skelton, every week you've been showing different types of people. Maybe you could show me some of these different types saying goodnight to the girls.
Okay, wonderful. To start off with, we have a fella saying goodnight to his girl who's very bashful. He's only known her for about 3 years, you know. Well, here we are. I got you home early, didn't I? Did you like the show?
Oh, yeah, gee. Wasn't Gene Autry wonderful?
Yeah. Did you see him? He shot 50, he killed 15 Indians with a Hutsut song. Yep, he shot him right between the Ralston and the Rilleral.
Oh, gee. Wasn't it romantic?
Yeah.
Step a little closer, Red.
Boy, better not. I might touch you.
Oh, come on. Be regular.
Oh, no. Take your hand over my shoulder.
Gee, you're bashful, aren't you?
Yeah, I am bashful. Especially around the farm milking the cows.
You're bashful milking the cows?
Yeah, I knew Elsie 5 years before I even brought up the subject.
Now, Red, that's silly.
Yeah, but even after we got to be friends, I used mittens. Well, I gotta go now. But before I go, there's something I'd like to ask you, if you don't mind.
What?
Well, it's nothing much.
Oh, come on, ask me.
Well, gee, you have pretty teeth. Are they yours? I mean... I mean, would you mind if I kissed you goodnight? Oh, I said it, I said it. You just pop right out, you know. You wouldn't mind, huh?
Oh, of course not.
Gee, I wanted to kiss you for a long time. You sure you won't hate me for it in the morning? I mean, you'll still respect me.
Oh, look, I'll kiss you like the girl kissed the fellow in the movies.
Oh, no, that'd probably tickle me to death. If you ever kiss me like that, it'd knock me off my feet.
Oh, Red, don't be so silly. Well, aren't you going to kiss me?
Yeah, get ready. Well, aren't you going to pick me up? We have the college student saying goodnight to his girl. He's only known her for about 10 minutes. One of these guys. Well, did you have fun, slug?
Yeah, until you started to dance on the wall.
What do you say we stop here, huh? Let's go back and try it again. Well, here we are, Stuff.
Well, goodnight.
Hey, wait a minute. What's the rush?
I gotta get up early and take my makeup off.
Ah, come on. Give us a kiss.
What?
I say, give us a kiss.
Who's with you?
I gotta... Ah, come on. How about a smoochie?
Are you heavy on romance?
Yeah, I don't spend my nights... playing pinball machines.
Gee, Red, you're handsome. Yeah. What big, strong padding you have in your suit.
Ah, come on, kid. Give me a kiss, huh?
Aren't you going to tell me I'm beautiful?
Why bother? I'm too close to see, anyhow.
Well, aren't you going to tell me you love me?
Hey, what's gotten into you? Come on, give us a kiss and cut out the commercial. Ooh. Could I hold your hand? In self-defense? Hey, come on, I'll kiss you like they do in the movies. Come on, bend back in my arms. Gee, ain't you skinny? Come on. Hey, how come you always close your eyes when I get ready to kiss you, huh?
Did you ever look in the mirror?
Yeah.
You know, you remind me of Casanova.
He's dead.
I know it.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, how about going up to the Hollywood Bowl with me?
Why, there'll be nobody there tomorrow night.
That's what I'm counting on.
Tell me truthfully, Richard. Am I the first girl you ever kissed?
Now that you mention it, your face does look familiar.
Well, aren't you going to kiss me?
Nah, I'd give you a kiss, only you got too much lipstick on. Why do girls put all that stuff on their faces, huh?
To make ourselves beautiful.
Yeah, men don't have to do that. Don't you wish you were a man?
Yeah, don't you?
I sure do. What do you mean? Say, did you ever see a guy in Brooklyn saying goodnight to his girl wonderful?
No, Mr. Skelton, I didn't get to see much of Brooklyn.
You didn't?
I told the wrong guy I was betting on the Yankees.
Well, a fella in Brooklyn, the fellas in Brooklyn have a different technique in saying goodnight. It goes about something like this. What a night, huh? What a night. Come on, close your peepers. Let's hold hands, huh? Come on, give me your meat hooks.
This makes me feel just like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Gee, look at that sky, just filthy with stars. Look at the trees, shaking like me old man with the DTs.
Doesn't this kind of throw ya?
Yeah, look at them stars. Look at the big dripper.
Yeah, it's just like a picture by Rembrandt.
Hey, you know something?
What?
When the moon shines in your kisser like that, you look like that movie actress, Hideous Lamar.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. Hey, where'd you get them pretty eyelashes, huh? Where'd you get them pretty eyelashes?
Some guy that puts new strings on tennis rackets. He made them for me.
Yeah. Oh, what a night. Gee, you smell good. What you got on?
A clean dress.
Nah. I mean, what kind of perfume you wearing? What kind of perfume you got on?
Oh, that's Canel number 5.
Hey, it smells good, huh? It's good stuff.
Yeah, well, it cost me 10 cents a quart. It better be good.
Hey, that's expensive.
Yeah, but I get 3 cents back on the empty bottle.
Gee, you're a smart kid.
Yeah, I'm getting to like you. You sort of intoxicate me.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's get stiff, huh?
First, give me a kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, give me a kiss. Yeah. A little one. Oh, it ain't nothing.
All right.
How was that?
You're right, it ain't nothing. Well, here's the joint what you live in.
Yeah, you know, I got a confession to make.
Yeah?
I ain't a debutante, like I said.
No?
No, I drive a beer truck.
Gee, I was wondering where you got them big muckles. See, I got a confession to make, too. I ain't one of them there college professors.
Well, you certainly had me fooled, just did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, here's the joint you live in, so I'm going to say goodnight and leave you here. You want one long kiss or 20 fast ones?
I'll take the fast ones.
Okay. Next time, wait for the laughs, too, huh?
They come too fast.
You want 20 fast ones, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Brace yourself.
Gee.
That's a little trick I loined while digging the 6th Avenue subway.
Well, good night, Bimbo.
Good night, Squid. Then we have puppy love. Puppy love, you know, kennel ration kisses. Two little school kids saying goodnight to each other. I'll be the little boy, Harriet, and you be the little girl, huh?
Okay, Red.
And we're walking down the street home from school. Well, we're almost home.
Yeah, say, did you say bye-bye to our teacher, Miss Arpus?
Hmm?
I said, did you wave bye-bye to our teacher, Miss Arpus?
Sure. How do you think I brewed my note?
Gee, we had fun in school today, didn't we?
Yeah, but I thought you were going to get door at me when I dipped your head in the ink well.
Oh, no. It was very refreshing.
Yeah.
Gee, you're really smart in school.
Yes, I know.
Say, you've been taking first-year arithmetic for 6 years, haven't you?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine. I'm up to my 2D already. Well, we ain't almost home.
I'd gotten tired. Can't we sit down and rest?
No, only three more steps, then it's my turn to carry you.
You want to hold my hand,
yeah.
Richard?
You handed Knight and Richard, that's my maiden name. I like to hold hand with you because they're nice and soft like chicken liver.
Well, this is where.
Yeah?
I hope you won't wink at that little girl with the pigtails.
Why?
I don't like her. Her neck's dirty.
What?
Her neck's dirty.
Her duh?
Say, Red, I like that thing you did about the fellow saying goodnight.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Ozzy. I like to do things that really happen. Say, can you remember the first time you said goodnight to your girl in the hall just inside the door?
Huh? Yeah, I thought her old man had come out any minute and beat my head off.
Yeah, me too, only I thought I was being tricked into marriage. Say, what do you say? Let's show the folks what goes through a fellow's mind the first time he gets invited to a girl's house, huh? I gotta get that sound man fixed. Well, thanks a lot for a lovely evening. Gee, I like your car.
It's not mine, Richard. It's Father's.
Well, then that explains the meter. Say, what's this button?
Oh, Pop had that put in for my protection. In case a fella gets fresh with me, you know. Yeah. I press the button, the doors automatically lock, and a pair of arms come out and hold him till Pop comes with a minister. Wouldn't you like to come in?
Well, no, let's just sit in the car and talk, huh?
Well, after all, not every girl wants to sit in the car and talk.
Yeah, I know. Theater balconies are full of them.
Oh, Red, I want you to come in and meet the folks.
You mean, kind of sudden, isn't it?
Oh, no. Look, fix yourself up a little. Comb that red hair of yours.
Okay.
Your hair isn't red, it's rusty.
Well, let's go in, huh?
Say, Skelton.
Yes? What is it? Who is it?
It's me, your smarter spirit. I've got something to say to you.
Go ahead and say it.
I will as soon as I find my place on this paper.
Is that all?
Yes, it's all the kid can handle.
Come on, I'll press the doorbell.
Okay. Zoot!
Good evening, Jeeves.
Good evening, Missy. A new man. I'll take your coat and lunch pail, sir.
Here, take my eyelashes, too. The mascara's killing me.
Will you step in, sir, so I can close the door?
Yes, sir. What was that?
Time lock on the door.
Time lock? When does it open?
In June.
Well, maybe I should have brought an extra pair of shoes. Say, Jeeves, tell me something. Does little Audrey here have many boyfriends?
Well, the other night a fella came in, sneaked up behind her, put his hand over her eyes and said, "Guess who?"
What happened?
She gave the roll call of Camp Roberts.
You mean I'm not Harriet's first boyfriend?
What do you think we got that pit in the backyard for?
Maybe I better go back to my incubator.
Hello, daughter. Hello, sucker. Mister.
Mr. Skelton, this is my father and mother.
Which is which?
Howdy, son. I know you'll make my daughter very happy. Very happy. Very, very happy.
Look, if you're looking for Chloe, she went that way.
Oh, my little girl is going to get married. Oh, my poor little baby is going to get married.
When do you expect to marry my daughter, young man?
Right after she goes through escrow. I didn't mean that. I don't want to marry your daughter. She hasn't got what I want.
Now, take it easy. Everyone drives a used car, you know.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Who was that?
That's Auntie. She's an old maid. Yeah.
I thought it was Edna Mae Oliver.
Well, if you'll excuse us, we must be off.
You're telling me.
Come on, Father. Fasten the safety belt on your broom and let's go. Goodbye.
Wait for me.
How do you like that? She's built like the B-19. Well, now that they're gone, I better get out of here before I have to marry this specimen.
Ooh. Good evening. Yeah. Mind if I wriggle in?
No, who are you?
I am Rosebud.
Rosebud?
Yes.
How did you get out of the Mercury Theater?
2:00. I wonder what time it is.
That's all I want to know. Hey, where are you going, Harriet?
Oh, I'll be right back, Red. I'm going up and slip on something comfortable. A wedding dress or something.
Say, how long have you been here?
1 year. 1 year. But I can't stand it any longer.
Now, take it easy, Orson.
I'm making a break tonight. Do you want to go with me?
No. I'll stay here, because they got nothing on me. Well, I didn't even kiss her. I didn't even tell her I loved her. I got a good lawyer. He'll get me out.
Yeah, that's what they all say. But how can you get word to him? It'll be nice around here for a while. But wait till you say something her mother doesn't like, and they put you in the torture chamber.
You mean a dungeon on bread and water?
Worse than that. They make you a fourth at bridge.
Oh, no, not that.
Goodbye. I'm going to escape through the window.
Hey, you better not. Here, come back. Hey, you can't escape. They'll shoot you down. Look out. They got you covered with spotlights. Got him and Humphrey Bogart at the same time. Wait till the game warden hears about this.
Ah, there, young men. Have you changed your mind about marrying my daughter?
No, I haven't, and don't jump in here on me like that.
She's very attractive, you know. She's in the movies.
She's in the movies?
Yes, she plays parts.
Parts of what?
Wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, bub. Yeah.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, hello, Careless.
Mama, make him stop staring at me.
Young man, why are you staring at my daughter? Don't you like her face?
Yeah, but I bet she can't do it again.
How can you say that? Just look at her complexion. Just look at it.
Yeah, what is it, white or rye?
Oh, wheat.
Say, I don't like this family. And another thing, say, Pop, tell me, how come your head comes to a point?
In my youth, I had a very unfortunate experience with a pencil sharpener.
Well, you'll have to excuse me, folks. I gotta go now.
What's your hurry?
No, wait a minute. Now, you let go of me. I didn't know it would be like this. I didn't know there was more to love than just kisses. Now, you gotta give me another chance, please.
You're yellow.
No, I'm not. I'm still young. I want to see the birds and flowers again. I want to be able to eat crackers in bed again.
You wrote this love letter to our daughter.
It's just a scrap of paper. You wouldn't condemn me to a life sentence on account of a scrap of paper, would you? Oh, no, wait a minute. It's just circumstantial evidence. I'll try it again. It's just circumstantial evidence. Look, I didn't even kiss her. Can I help it if I didn't know what Mulholland Drive was?
Steady. Mother, let's get out of here. I think he wants to propose to her.
I can't propose. I haven't got an engagement ring.
You'll find one in that drawer.
Oh, don't sit so far away. You'll grow to love me.
Oh, no, I won't. I've stopped growing.
You only want to marry me because my uncle died and left me a lot of money.
Oh, don't be so silly. I'd marry you no matter who left it to you.
Yeah.
Turn out that light.
What for?
I want to be in the dark a minute.
Well, close your eyes.
Isn't it quiet?
Yeah.
Listen to the crickets.
Been that way all through the script.
Red, listen to the crickets.
Yeah?
The crickets. Did you know that they can make music by rubbing their hind legs together?
No kidding. It's the first time I ever heard it played on a broken leg.
Look, you know it's all you can do to keep from asking me.
Asking you what?
Me to marry you. Well, I will, and you can't back out.
Now, wait a minute.
Gee, I thought you'd never ask me.
Yeah, but I put up a good fight, though, didn't I?
Well, I'm not going to stand here and listen to this discussion any longer. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night, Stuffy.
Oh.
Well, now that my daughter has gone upstairs to bed, tell me, why won't you marry her?
Because her feet are too big.
Her feet are too big. That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, it isn't. Her feet are too big. She's upstairs getting ready for bed, isn't she?
Yes.
Well, listen. Well, why doesn't she drop the other shoe? How about that? 1 foot's bigger than the other.
One week from tonight, same time, same Raleigh show, and your same friends. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson, and his music, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours, Truman Bradley, will all be back. You got something to say, Red?
Sure. Thanks a lot for listening. Goodbye now.
Red Skelton appears on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.